Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial and evangelistic service, family members in the back rise / the rescue, the perishing, care for the dying service, combined service today. My beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 360, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version, what they call a word-for-word version, not a summary, not a retelling, each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement, allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, in the present, and in the future. Today, my beloved, we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 13, verses 17 through 39. As we read the first half of this chapter on yesterday. Let's pray. Holy Father God, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We are weak and feeble, and we acknowledge that by praying to you today. As we come to your throne of grace, help us not to come in a familiar fashion, but in a reverent fashion. Help us to come to your throne of grace humbly, and yet with your grace and your strength, boldly, as you have requested that we come. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your mercy, your long-suffering, your loving kindness, your grace, and your love towards such wretched people as we are. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you, and I hope others here and out there will pray to you for themselves while I pray and not listen to me pray. For the power is in the praying of the individual, not just listening to other people pray. We've been doing that too long in the church. And so, Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial, material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon me and upon all of us down through the years. Lord, we should be dead and in our graves and in hell, but for your mercy, your love, and your grace, and your holy gospel, and your holy word, we're here today. And Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for the millions, the many, and the manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Lord God in heaven, we individually, hopefully, and collectively, hopefully, confess our sins, our failures, and our faults of all disobedience, rebelliousness, bad attitudes, bad spirits, all unrighteousness of thought, word, and deed. For Jesus Christ's sake, and even bad attitudes, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Wash and cleanse our souls and spirits and consciences and minds in the precious blood of Christ afresh and anew this morning. And Lord, we pray that you will crucify our flesh and the old man within us. Help us all to die to self and let Christ live and reign in and through our lives. Fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Today, that we may walk in the power of your Holy Spirit throughout this day. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments, that we would not sin against you. Deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, right from the start this morning. And do that which is pleasing in your sight. And Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, the devil hates, as you know, what we're doing. And he's fighting hard against us. All spiritual people know that. And we solicit their prayers as well. And Lord, I pray this morning that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. And Lord, send a signal to people when they are being used by the devil and these demonic spirits, and cast out, Lord, not only these demonic spirits which are the source of sins such as pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit, all unrighteousness and all ungodliness of thought, word, and deed, treachery, hindrance, distraction, betrayal, and sabotage out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here, people in my family, and people in the church, and people all around. Lord, you know who they are, and outside of the church as well. And Lord, we pray that you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil once again this morning and throughout this day. Thank you, Lord, for what you have allowed us to accomplish. Thank you, Lord, in spite of the devil fighting against us. Thank you for teaching me a long time ago that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we don't have to be angry at one another. We need to keep our focus on you, and then keep one eye on that devil in the corner who's ready to pounce on the weakest link to try to cause a problem, seeking whom he may devour and to destroy. And so many have been devoured and destroyed by the devil because they have been taught to believe that the devil does not exist, and they've been taught to believe that we give the devil too much credit, and such other such foolishness. But we're in a battle for our very lives and for the souls of men. You have told us, you have warned us, you have equipped us, you've given us everything we need to fight this battle. But we don't want to fight. We want to play. And the devil is not playing, and you're not playing. So, Holy Father God, help us to get to the point where we don't want to play anymore and fight. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from this time together around your holy word and prayer and everything that we do in this special service. And Lord, I pray that you will place upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. And Holy Father God, help all of us this morning to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face, to get off of our high horses and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of all of our sins and to get back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, we humbly pray for the salvation of lost souls, for the revival of believers in Christ, and we pray for the healing of the sick among your children according to your will. And if we line up with your will, and Lord, I pray for the comfort of the grieving and mourning around the world. And I do pray that you'll do that indeed around the world, in this country, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, in our personal lives. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, today that you will help us. Lord, deliver us from all spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress problems. Deliver millions from a housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utilities crisis around the world as things are ramping up again and things are getting worse in this long continuance plague. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will deliver us, Lord, if we are doing right by you, if we confess our sins and repent. Deliver us from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Lord, have them all to make us to be what you would have us to be. And Lord God in heaven, I pray that you deliver us from all of our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties and troubles and problems and fears from our feeble hearts and minds, souls and spirits. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Lord God in heaven, we pray that you'll bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ in sincerity across this country and around the globe. Protect us, Lord, today from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil and the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us today the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Give us sweet victory in every area of our lives over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Lord, bring glory, praise, and honor to your name. Lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant me, your feeble and poor servant, Lord, your strength and energy, your might, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to preach your holy word, the gospel, to teach your holy word, to pray for others, and Lord, to do it with your energy, your unction, and your anointing, and your liberty, and the power of your Holy Spirit. For we all know, Lord, heaven and earth knows, if you don't show up, it's all going to be for naught. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Picking up from yesterday, verse 17, 2 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 17. Then he called his servant that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparelled. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head, and went on crying. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, hath Amnon thy brother been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is beside Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king and said, behold now, thy servant hath sheep shearers. Let the king, I beseech thee, and his servants go with thy servant. And the king said to Absalom, nay, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto thee. And he pressed him, howbeit he would not go, but blessed him. Then said Absalom, if not, I pray thee, let my brother Amnon go with us. And the king said unto him, why should he go with thee? But Absalom pressed him that he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, mark ye now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him, fear not. Have not I commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant. And the servants of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man gat him up upon his mule and fled. And it came to pass, while they were in the way, that tidings came to David, saying, Absalom hath slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left. Then the king arose and tore his garments, and lay on the earth, and all his servants stood by with their clothes rent. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's sons. For Amnon only is dead, for by the appointment of Absalom, this hath been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now, therefore, let not my lord the king make the thing, or rather take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Amnon only is dead. And Absalom fled, and the young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came much people by the way of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said unto the king, Behold, the king's sons come, as thy servant said, so it is. And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of speaking, that, behold, the king's sons came and lifted up their voice and wept. And the king also and all his servants wept very sore. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Amihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. And the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Lord, for the lessons we learn from this chapter and from this passage, that our sins have consequences, and some of which can last a lifetime and beyond a lifetime. So, Lord, help us to think long and hard before we yield to the temptation of the devil and do evil in your sight, even as your child, even as born again ones, for there are painful consequences ahead. Help us to confess our sins. Help us to not do the sins in the first place. Help us to repent of all sin and do right in your sight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Is my prayer.